The story of our Torah portion is how a person named Korach gets in front of Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, and tells him, who are you to be in charge of us? Why are you telling us what to do? We are all equally holy, and who made you above everyone else? Now, this guy Korach actually got 250 people to follow him. It was a whole group, and they all rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses' rule. In our history, Korach is known as a negative character, and he's later on punished. Actually, he dies because the earth is swallowing him, and his rebellion is put down. But my question is, one second, didn't Jewish nation start off out of rebellion? Wasn't Jewish nation born out of rebellion? We had Egyptians who were telling us what to do, and we came essentially and tell them, who are you to be in charge of us? So, one second, why is one rebellion good and one rebellion not good? This is my question. In today's society, there is a lot of talk about self-determination and the ability of each group, each ethnicity, each nationality, each religious confession to be able to have self-determination. The question is, what is this self-determination? Is every self-determination good? If there is a group that believes in human sacrifices and they want to have self-determination, should we allow them to have self-determination? When the state of Ohio was formed originally, the governor of state of Ohio realized that the native Indians who lived in that land or that territory had a custom, a religious law, a religious custom of burning a wife alive at the funeral of her husband. So his question is he allowing this Indian tribe to have self-determination, or is he stopping it? So on one hand, you'll say, well, first of all, they were here before you. Second of all, we should allow every group to have self-determination. And on the other hand, you could say, one second, these guys are burning people alive for no reason. That's pretty scary. So the governor of Ohio called troops to stop it. And he actually had the army coming to every Indian funeral to make sure it doesn't happen. So not every self-determination is good, and not every self-determination should be allowed. So then if it's not self-determination, then what is it that we should be fighting for? So this is the difference between the rebellion of the Jews against Pharaoh and rebellion of Korach against Moses. When Korach rebelled against Moses, he actually was challenging not only Moses, he was challenging God. He came to Moses and he was saying, who told you that you can be in charge? Well, doesn't he know that God told him that he couldn't be in charge? Not only that, all the Jews saw how God was talking to Moses at Mount Sinai. It wasn't a question of, oh, you know what? He missed the news when God spoke to Moses. He slept in or he didn't read the newspaper that morning. He knew that God directly appointed Moses for this role. His question was not with Moses. His question was with God, and he didn't like what God was doing. So the rebellion of Korach was a rebellion against God's authority. Now we understand that the Jews, when they were leaving Egypt, God was telling Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, Shlach et ami, let my people go, ve'yavduni, so they shall serve me. Every time when Moses came to Pharaoh, he was actually explicitly telling him why he wants the Jews to have freedom. He wanted Jews to leave Egypt so they should be able to serve God. This was the only purpose why they had to leave Egypt. It was not for self-determination. As a matter of fact, self-determination they probably would be able to have in Egypt. If you free them from slavery, just think about it. If you allow them to live freely in Egypt, and if God made enough miracles to allow Jews to leave Egypt, I'm sure he would be able to make also enough miracles to have Jews live freely in Egypt. So God would allow Jews to live freely in Egypt, and everything would be fine. Jews actually had their own area in Egypt called Goshen, like in the USSR, they had the Jewish Autonomous Region in Birebidzhan over there. If you are looking for self-determination, you could have your own autonomous region and just freedom from slavery, and Jews would be fine. But it was not the purpose. The purpose was to go to Mount Sinai to receive the Torah. So in other words, the rebellion of Korah was actually a rebellion for self-determination. The rebellion of Moses against Pharaoh was the rebellion for serving a higher authority. So Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Olava Shalom, who was the chief rabbi of Great Britain, he wrote a whole work about God making a controlled experiment out of history. There were four revolutions throughout world history that actually changed the course of history. Well, there were many revolutions. You know, in Germany in 1886, I believe, there was a year of four revolutions. So there were plenty of revolutions around the world, but there were four revolutions that changed the course of the world's history. And this is the British Revolution, the French Revolution, the American Revolution, and the Russian Revolution. These four revolutions really changed the course of our history. So it's like a controlled experiment. The two revolutions that were based on the religious beliefs brought freedom and prosperity, the British Revolution and the American Revolution. The two revolutions that were based on atheism, the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution, brought misery and pain. Because if you are making a revolution because you want to serve a higher authority, then you understand that you are not in charge. There is somebody higher than you, and you have to obey somebody above. If you are making a revolution to be in charge, then there is nobody above you. You're going to be the ultimate dictator. A government that is an atheist government is a scary apparatus because it doesn't believe that there is anything above it. It believes that it is the ultimate ruler. This is why atheist governments were always the most cruel and the bloodiest.